Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to. Here's John Williams.
I said something just now but didn't turn my microphone on. Now my microphone's on. Aren't you glad?
Lord have mercy.
We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio till 3, Saturdays 10 to noon on social media. Search for this show. We are WGN King John.
This is America.
Song of the year and record of the year, Childish Gambino's This is America.
Look what I'm whipping up.
Posted it on my Facebook page if you want to watch it again and talk about it. WGN King John on Facebook.
Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't got you slipping up.
Michael Heidemann's one of the producers here. He works with Andrea Darlis. Monday nights on WGN Radio. He produces also the Sound Sessions podcast. Actually, I said Monday nights. Do you produce Andrea just on Monday nights, Michael, or are you with her Monday through Friday? I should know the answer to that, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Great to hear from you, John. Yeah, I produce Andrea on Mondays from 7 to 10. Then we have Kathy and Frank on Tuesdays. And then, you know, a whole slew of other great hosts that come on through WGN. So a little bit of everything.
Michael Heidemann's a member of the Recording Arts Association and was at the Oscars. You should go to the Oscars next. He was at the Grammys last night. That was your first trip out there for that, huh?
Yeah, first time ever. I told you last week that it was kind of a mission of mine for a while to want to go and check it out. And I finally, you know, just got the opportunity. I said, what the heck? And I went out there. It was a great time.
Where were you sitting?
Did you end up watching?
Yeah, I did. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting, okay, so there's two parts of the Grammys, which I didn't realize. It was a lot of learning through this process.
Wait. another part? Which one did I go to?
There's a premiere ceremony, which, you know, being the guy from Chicago thinking this was the Grammys, I thought that was the Grammys. So I was like, there was open seating. I was sneaking down to the sixth row and everything. But those are all the awards that the people will win before the telecast. So they give away about 5 Grammys on the real show. And the entire premiere show is all just the technical engineers, the producers, the best rock album, best metal album. And I was having the time of my life because these are the Grammys that I wanted to see. I'm like, wow, they really upped their game. But then once that gets done, you go over to the telecast, and that's held at the Staples Center. And those seats weren't as good, John. They weren't as good. I don't want to say that they set up a lawn chair on top of the stadium, but they might as well because I was that close to that or either the luxury seats, but near the cheap seats. But, you know, it's an experience, right?
Oh, heck yeah. So you were in the house, though, for the telecast as well?
Yes, for the telecast as well. I was there. I saw everything go down from the amazing, you know, just flow of positivity from a lot of the winners. I mean, the night opened up with Michelle Obama and Lady Gaga coming out on stage with Alicia Keys. It was a pretty astonishing night.
Yeah, folks, if they knew, they didn't say that the former First Lady was going to make a cameo.
From the Motown Records, I will... The Motown Records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade. Music has always helped me tell my story, and I know that's true for everybody here. Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves.
She should have announced her candidacy. That's the former First Lady Michelle Obama. Elizabeth Warren announced her candidacy, and Amy Klobuchar did. But based on the reaction she got from that room last night, she could run for president.
Absolutely. How much do you love being from Chicago and getting to put your appreciation towards Michelle Obama? I was sitting pretty far back, so I wasn't really able to tell who all the women were at the time. But the minute I heard her speak, I knew that Michelle Obama was going to come through. And just hearing her just ignited the crowd. It was a great way to start the night.
How did you feel about Alicia Keys' performance as a performer and more so as a host, as an MC?
You know, John, she's kind of got it. She kept the crowd upbeat the entire time, even if there were snafus. She kind of just seamlessly rolled through them. And the best part about her as a host, it's finally you have somebody who isn't like a comedian or a jokester, someone who knows a lot about music. I mean, she was name-dropping left and right. She did a whole thing with Smokey Robinson in the middle of the show. Then she was giving her insight into Norah Jones and other great artists that were being highlighted, like Aretha Franklin. It was great. She did an amazing job, and I'm glad that she got to be a part of it. Also, side note, I didn't know her husband was Swizz Beatz, and he came out and announced an award and gave her some props as well on stage.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting when they passed on the stage, and I didn't know all of that either. And I think people were just excited to see Alicia Keys on stage doing anything, frankly. So that was kind of fun. Personally, for me, she was a little low energy. There were times mm-hmm. where I just thought that she and the thing felt a little flat. I think a lot of the music was terrific, but I wouldn't say that when you line up some of the great performances of all time, you're going to put her as a host of the Grammys up there.
Yeah, because her persona is that laid-back, kind of groovy
that
personality
too.
Just getting behind the keys. But those performances were, for the boring parts of the show, which are the awards, in my opinion, those performances blew me away. Even the performances where I didn't think I was going to like it, like from the artist Her and Brandi Carlile, oh my gosh, the room. Well, you could hear a pin drop when Brandi Carlile was hitting the notes on her hit song, The Joke. She gave the most impassioned performance of the night, in my opinion. And then seeing people like Travis Scott and how the entire stadium was just full of people running around. The stage productions are something to write home about.
Oh, yeah, right.
What a good night.
Yeah, Childish Gambino wins Record of the Year and Song of the Year and doesn't show up for it. I don't know. What was the vibe about that? The performers who either didn't perform or didn't even show up because they felt like hip-hop or rap music weren't getting the sort of accolades or attention that they deserve. What was going on there about all of that?
You are spot on about that because you couldn't see it in the telecast, and I tried watching a little bit back. You can't hear the immense amount of ohs or shuns like from the audience and the woos, because when you are skipping the Grammy, you're doing it for a reason. You're doing that for a reason where you want to stand tall. Childish Gambino didn't feel like a lot of rap artists were being noticed at the time. Ariana Grande snubbed it as well. Taylor Swift. A lot of people who could have easily won weren't there. And I think that it made a bigger signal to the audience to not be there than to be there at the time for Childish Gambino. But good for him. That was an amazing album. This Is America deserved to win that by far.
Also on Video of the Year, let's play the Drake song, Elif, that we were listening to before the show. So here's just a little sample of the music. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story if it was different with me. God's plan. I love this song. God's plan. So Drake comes up to accept an award, and then as he accepts his award, let's just play that. So here he is talking a little bit, accepting his award. This is Drake from last night.
Look, the point is, you've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won. But next, a special Grammy performance by Diana Ross.
So you catch that? So then he says, but, and he's going to say some more, and then they just play him off. They just cut to the, you don't maybe appreciate this because you were there, Michael, but many times they would just cut to a wide shot or a long shot and then just click out. You know, they would just cut the award speech off.
Yeah, no love for Drake on coming out at the Grammys full force. It was really interesting to see that live, because what you didn't see on your TV screen was that they were really trying at making a conscious effort to keep everyone's speech as short as it could be. But with Drake's, which was really interesting, there was no musical interlude or swelling that usually takes place when you're about to close out a big speech. So when he got done, they just cut right to that rock, hip-hop track. And, it, you know, from a production standpoint, since I'm a producer over at WGN, you think they would give him that music to go out to, but they just cut him flat out. And I'm thinking there's somebody up on that main telecast stage saying, he's just dissing us. He's just going to say more crap about us. We might as well just take him out right here. And so they buzzed him out, and then he just shrugged and walked off the stage.
Right,
and then
right.
Left middle of the show, too.
Oh, really? He didn't stick around? He wasn't the only one, though. I mean, plenty of the performers who did have an opportunity to give a speech, the second it started to go long, they did that to Kacey Musgraves, too, as I recall, right? They just kind of said, what an interesting position. Like, they, you know the drill, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they've got the red light that says, okay, you've got 30 seconds, and they're told to be short, right? But they're not. And there's a director in the booth, and he plays hardball. He just says, cue the walk-off music, give them 10 more seconds, and boom, they're out. And I'm just not a fan of that. I think if you're going to do the show, you ought to give the people the opportunity to speak.
Oh, exactly, and especially for interviews and speeches that you speeches that you want to hear. Like Cardi B, I felt they let go a little bit longer because they know they were getting TV gold. Kacey Musgraves, they cut off when she won Album of the Year. She won the main album and prize of the night, and they still cut her off.
Yeah.
So obviously there was a director that meant no nonsense. And another insider scoop, the only time that no one was cut off was during the pre-ceremony when the orchestrator, the guy who was the conductor of the orchestra, won his own award for, I think, best jazz ensemble or something.
So then he gets to, okay, but here, just one other note, and then I'll let you go, Michael. But speaking of all of that, one other guy that got all the time in the world was, Elif, who's this guy you're going to play for us? Actually, this is from last year, right? The president of the Recording Arts Association or whatever. What's his name?
Of the Grammys.
Yeah.
Neil Portnow.
Okay, so when he spoke last night, he had all the time in the world to give his swan song and say goodbye to everybody late in the show, too, like at a very critical juncture. I don't know why he takes up so much time, but he gets to. But last year, remember, when he was talking about the need for more awards to go to women, he said this.
It has to begin with women who have the creativity in their hearts and their souls, who want to be musicians, who want to be engineers, who want to be producers, who want to be part of the industry on an executive level, to step up.
To step up. Okay, so what's the next track we've got here, Elif?
Dua Lipa accepting her Best New Artist award.
Thank you so much. I guess, oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. I guess where I want to begin is by saying how honored I am to be nominated alongside so many incredible female artists this year, because I guess this year we've really stepped up.
So that reference was completely lost on me. You remembered it. Clearly she did, and some of the women in the audience did, but that was her point, huh? Yeah.
It was pretty incredible to see that, because I wasn't aware of what happened last year. I knew that he made a snafu in his speech last year, but then seeing her say that, you could hear a collective laugh from the audience, which kind of let out a little bit of air. And I mean, they did make a conscious effort. They did increase the awards from 5 to 8, and there were a lot more a really great woman presence. I mean, with everybody on stage, and then. Dua Lipa, you know, that's your time to make your statement. But it's astonishing to me to see her say something so strong in front of Dolly Parton. You're sitting there in front of, you know, Drake and all these peers that you have, and you're just using your time for something positive. So good for her.
Yeah. Safe travels, Michael. Congratulations on making it out there and making your mark. And we'll listen for more of what you have to say on your podcast. I presume you'll be talking about it there, huh?
Yes, I will. You can find it all on WGNRadio.com. And thank you so much for speaking with me, John. It's always great to talk to you.
Won't it be nice when Michael moves out of the airports?
Yeah, I know. The last two conversations I've had with you, in the background I've had transportation sounds. or coffee sounds or something. But well done, Michael. We'll be in touch, okay?
All right. Take care, John.
Yeah, he's in California.